Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we focus on the big announcements from the TFCon, not Orlando third party panel. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, and this is episode 374 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that has been classified as a life-sustaining service. I'm your host, Charles, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Let's talk Transformers.
You feeling all right there, Daryl?
I'll be okay. I'm good. Let's go.
They have adequate testing in Canada, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been tested like four times.
All right. And we are joined by a special guest this week, a friend of the show, Donatrion, Dr. Reginald C. Pants Esquire IV, also known as Dr. Pants.
Hey, everybody. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Since Yoshi's not here, for him, I will say thanks for your money.
You're quite welcome. I know it's going to a good place, and everyone should donate their money to you guys.
Way to give us a great segue, Dr. Pants. You're fitting right in here. As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people like Dr. Pants who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you so much for continuing to support the show. That helps us keep the lights on here and helps us keep going, especially in these trying times where we are all sick and shut in our homes. Well, not sick, hopefully, except for Daryl, but shut in our homes, trying to prevent the spread of infectious diseases. So if you would like to, if you are not already a supporter and you would like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And that's where you can sign up. You can also help out the show by buying some of our merchandise at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. You can also check out our friend of the show, K-Girl, the artist who has done a lot of art designs for us. She has awesome stuff at TeePublic as well. That's at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. Just last week, we put up some new shirt designs on transmissionspodcast.com/shop, so check those out. We've got our good guy and bad guy logo shirts up, and we've got a brand new Transmissions logo that pays homage to the Transformers Armada, Transformers Robots in Disguise 2001 logo, so check those out.
We will talk about that logo design later in the show.
Yes, we will. Also, we have, for all of our Donatrions who continue to support the show, we have a special treat, the Empire of Rust side story, A Hell by Any Other Name. We had part one last week, and part two is out this week. It should already be out in your Patreon feed, so that is part two. That was released March 23rd, so... if you have not checked it out, you are listening to Empire of Rust, it's a very cool side story. Jeremy and I got to be new characters in the Empire of Rust universe and had a fun little adventure. Again, this is exclusive to our Donatrion, so if you are a supporter on Patreon or PayPal, you will have access to it. But if you're not, you might be missing out.
Not might be. You will be missing out.
Dr. Pants, as a Donatrion, I don't know if have you been listening to Empire of Rust?
I did get a couple of episodes in. I have not been able to get too caught up. Now that I've got some quarantine time, though, I need something to listen to. So I might get caught up on that. I've really, really enjoyed what Mike's been doing, though. That game sounds really, really fun. And I'm a tabletop gamer myself, so I kind of really want to see how the mechanics work. I wish I could see the rules and everything, so that way I could maybe try it myself.
Oh, well, you should go to the Empire of Rust Discord, because I believe Mike just put a link to the rule book he made, Empire of Rust Discord chat.
Oh, snap. I will, I'll check that out later. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, so cool. All right. So, Dr. Pants, since you are a new guest, we usually do a little interview with our new guest host. So maybe we'll start off just by tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into Transformers.
I go by Dr. Pants on a YouTube channel and on the internet. The YouTube channel is Nerdstradamus. And we don't do just Transformers stuff. We're mostly a gaming channel. But I got into Transformers probably since I was born. I was born in 86, and the first movie I remember seeing is the 86 animated movie. That has been my favorite movie since I was a little kid. I had Transformers growing up that my parents bought me. I remember one of the first toys they ever bought me was the original Power Master Optimus Prime and the Seacons. And I've just been... Yeah. Unfortunately, I lost all those because apparently, this is what they tell me, I didn't clean my room enough one day, so they threw out all my Transformers.
Yikes!
It's harsh.
Child abuse.
Have you searched your parents' attic?
My dad has since told me that he regrets that decision every day. But I've tried to go back and get some of them. I have since gotten my own Power Master Prime to kind of rekindle that young joy. But the Seacons, I was hoping to get the Generation Selects of those, but I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know. I've always loved Transformers. I was a huge Beast Wars fan. That came out around the time I was like 9, 10 years old. I've just always been a fan, and definitely the past few years, I've really, really gotten into the toys. Combiner Wars really got me into collecting. I tried to get every Combiner in that, and yeah, that's pretty much it. One funny thing, though, the movie, I actually had a recorded copy. We had rented the movie from some video rental place, and my dad had recorded it onto a blank VHS tape. And I watched it so much as a kid. I know the movie forwards and backwards, probably like a lot of us do. But I didn't have the whole movie. It cut out right when the Dinobots attack Unicron. And up until I was 12, I had no idea how that movie ended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Learn something new every day.
Me, Grimlock, kick butt. The end.
That was it. The tape just stopped. And it's like, well, what happens? Do they stop Unicron?
He kicked his butt. Yeah, that's it.
He did. And apparently that was it. That's how they won.
Well, what kinds of stuff do you get into at Nerdstradamus? I mean, we saw one of your music videos a couple of years ago. We actually played a clip of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. So the whole thing started off, there were three of us, and we started as just a gaming channel because gaming is a big passion between all of us. And we just wanted to sit and talk about different things going on in the video game world, what we were playing, the systems coming out, things like that. And we've been doing it we just hit our 4-year anniversary that we've been doing the YouTube channel. And we want to branch out because all of us have different loves. Like my co-host, he's a big music nerd, so he's the one who always wants to do the music. We have, I think, on our channel somewhere between 5 and 10 music videos. And last year, because I'm such a big robot fan, we were like, well, it's nerdy, let's talk about giant robots. And he did the I Love Robots song, and we did the music video for that, which I love and listen to every day. But mostly Nerdstradamus, it's just us having fun, talking about different nerdy things, whether it's games. We will talk about robots, cartoons, TV shows. We've done some comic books here and there. And more than anything, we just like to have fun with it, and we like to be positive as much as we can. Every now and then, I do lose my temper and go on what we love to call a pants rant. But yeah, we just love to joke around, and we just like to have a good time. So if you need something that's not too negative and just want to hear two middle-aged guys talk about gaming and whatnot, yeah, go for it. We like to have a good time, and just like I said, we like to make people laugh.
Cool. And I do again. I've already mentioned it on the show when I showed it off in Trips to the Store, but I do want to thank you again for the rung that you sent me, and I'm holding it and looking at it right now.
No problem. I had just finished listening to the podcast where you kept talking about how much you wanted a rung, and I walked into my Target and there were three of them on the hook. And it was like, well, let me see if he needs it, because I loved it. I love to get people into this stuff. In all honesty, when it comes to Transformers and anything like that, I love to spread the joy and get people to just enjoy it. So I'll do what I can usually.
I'm looking for a G1 awesome. Overlord.
Can I get that at Target? I don't think so.
I can.
I don't think targets are invented. I can came out.
Send you a targeted link.
Okay, I won't go that far.
He's Dr. Pants, not Dr. Moneybags, Daryl.
Oh no.
Let's keep in mind, I'm a teacher. I'm not rolling in it. But before I forget, actually, on the note of you mentioned our music video, we actually did a new one that's coming out here in a couple of days. So if anybody wants to hit up the Nurserdamas YouTube, we've got a cover of The Winner, which is a Japanese rock song.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully by the time this show goes up, the video will be out and we can link to it directly. So
I'm pretty sure while I'm here having fun with you guys, my co-host is at his home furiously trying to put that video together. he's having fun with it, but I'm sure he's like really, really going at it.
All right. Godspeed. All right. Well, we usually wrap up the interview with our rapid fire question. So are you ready for this, Dr.
Pence? I've been preparing for this since you guys asked me to be on the show. I don't think I'm that prepared yet, but go for it.
All right, here we go. Autobot or Decepticon?
Autobot.
And who is your favorite Autobot?
I got to go with Prime.
Optimus or
Optimus Prime. Oh, Optimus Prime. No, sorry, I forgot to specify.
Missed it on the first question.
Damn it.
Revoke his Transformers fan card.
No! I need that.
Transformers live action movie, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or Bumblebee movie?
Bumblebee.
That is the correct answer.
It was good.
Transformers comics, More Than Meets the Eye / Lost Light, Robots in Disguise / Optimus Prime, Till All Are One, or the new Transformers 2019 series?
Till All Are One. That was my favorite part of the IDW continuity.
Nice. Yeah, we are fans of Margaret Scott and her contributions to the franchise, so that's cool. And Sarah Peter Drew O'Shea, of course, can't forget her. Her art is amazing.
Oh, definitely.
All right, third-party toys, yes or no?
Definitely yes.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Chicken or steak?
Steak?
Or some other meat, or no meat?
No, I eat meat, but it's all depends on my mood. But I'm going to go with steak. That's probably the better choice.
All right. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Wendy's.
Okay. That's a good choice.
They got the spicy nugs.
The Baconator.
And the Baconator.
Dude likes a square hamburger.
History or science?
Science.
Xbox, PlayStation, or Switch?
Oh, Switch, 100%.
Oh, nice. Favorite Switch game?
Fire Emblem Three Houses, but that's just because I'm playing that right now.
Fair enough. Think
it's hard to say. There's so many good ones.
PC or Mac?
PC.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
And what phone app can you not live without?
The Reddit app.
Marvel or DC?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna go DC.
Yes. Okay. Jeremy is happy. Who is your favorite DC character?
It's a toss-up between Animal Man and Swamp Thing.
Oh, nice. Going for the deeper pull there. Not the
I love DC for its dark stuff. The really weird, like, off-the-side things. I love that.
Cool. Stallone or Schwarzenegger?
Schwarzenegger.
Pixar or DreamWorks?
Pixar.
And is there a guilty pleasure movie that you'll always watch whenever it comes on?
Billy Madison. Definitely. I love that movie.
Is that the golf one or the kindergarten one?
It's the kindergarten one.
It's the school one.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Simpsons, Family Guy, or Rick and Morty?
Of those three, I'd pick Rick and Morty, but adult animation, I'm going to go King of the Hill.
Ah, okay. I like that, too.
I love that show.
This one might be obsolete, so maybe I'll throw in a third option here. Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, or Westworld, since it's on my mind.
So I've never watched really any Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, but I do love Westworld.
All right.
Maybe we should change it to your current favorite streaming or your current favorite. I don't know what the classification of that
prestige show, prestige streaming.
Yeah, it could encompass your Netflix shows, stuff like Picard. I mean,
yeah. Okay, we'll modify that for the next victim of the rapid fire questions.
Get on fixing your questions here.
All right, NFL, MLB, NHL, UFC, or NBA.
I don't watch any sports at all, so.
Well, neither do the rest of us right now.
That's fair.
Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini, or Volkswagen Beetle?
Porsche.
All right, and last question. Blonde, brunette, or redhead?
Whatever hair color my wife has at the time. I think right now it's a lighter red, like a strawberry blonde.
All right, you have survived the rapid fire gauntlet. Congratulations.
I feel stronger for making it through there.
All right, well, let's talk about some toys. We've held it off long enough. That's what we're here for.
All right, and our singular toy topic for the entire show comes to us today. Seeing as this weekend was supposed to be TFCon Orlando, seeing as nobody's doing anything right now, TFCon awesomely put up the video for their third-party panel onto YouTube and Facebook and anywhere else they kind of could jam it. And it was pretty wicked that they did that. So we're going to go through their third party panel on today's show. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. So we're going to jump right in. Anyway, first off, before we get started, everyone watch it.
Yeah.
Great. Yes.
All right.
We did our homework, Daryl.
Good. Good.
A plus everybody.
So first up, I think basically they kind of cut this thing down to only new things. There was no real repeats in here. A couple of little cameos from items that have been talked about before, but the video was hosted by Ryan Sheehy, who is a mainstay for the TFCon staff and has always done the third party panel, other than the year that I think he went away to get married. So he had a pretty good excuse. But starting off the panel, he started off with New Age and their singular new figure they're announcing, which is their H21 Scaramanga. And that is a Soundwave Legends class figure and tapes. So this thing looks pretty good. Obviously turns into a G1 Soundwave in alt mode in the little cassette form. And all the tapes that it comes with, so a Ravage, a Rat Bat, a Laserbeak Buzzsaw, or a Rumble or Frenzy. So it comes with four, and you know, you can make six out of them. So that's pretty cool. Jumping to Zeta Toys, there is only one toy that they're talking about, and it is their ZV-02 Flash, and it's their movie Blitzwing. And this thing looks gorgeous. It really does, and we've got pictures of it in robot mode and in alt mode, and in both modes I think it looks phenomenal. I was especially impressed with the alt mode in jet mode. It has dual opening cockpits, one behind the other, and it looks fantastic. But yeah, this thing looks really, really good. So if you're interested in a movie Blitzwing, this should definitely be on your radar. Up next is Lemon Tree. Lemon Tree is that new company we've been talking about. We had seen that they had announced a Optimus Prime and a Starscream and what they're calling the Purple Potato, which is a shockwave that turns into Galvatron ship from the 86 movie. We got some much better pictures of the Optimus Prime, which they're simply calling Lemon Prime, and both in robot mode and in alt mode, and the Starscream, which they are calling Star Cream, which is actually a pretty clever name. This thing looks good. We had seen these before. The Purple Potato is actually looks like a colored test shot now, and the colors on it are like magnificent. They really look really good. it's good to see those. Those are updated, but we have talked about them before. The new things, though, is their fourth figure. They're calling Blueberry, and it's the Bumblebee movie Soundwave. So this one looks really cool. We only have design sketches for this thing. I wouldn't even call them CAD images. They're just kind of drawings right now of what the robot mode is going to look like. We also have their fifth figure, Carrot, and it's their Bumblebee movie Ironhide in the same kind of thing, just kind of design sketches. Then the seventh figure, Eggplant, which is the Bumblebee movie Shockwave. And the eighth figure, Pepper, which is the Bumblebee movie Green Conehead. They really don't have a name for him. Let's call him Acid Storm, but you can call him whatever you want. He's a Green Conehead. So yeah, a lot of really fun things that they're doing there. Looks like the Bumblebee movie is going to be their aesthetic that they're going to go with. And that's cool. There's a lot of fans of that movie out.
Did the other live-action movies have this much interest? It seems like the Bumblebee movie, we're getting a lot of third-party designs.
I think you're right. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that the designs are a lot more streamlined. They don't look like a grouping of knives. And they look more toyetic. So, yeah. They're fun. They look interesting. So I think that's why a lot of these companies are kind of jumping to them. Up next is Banana Force, and this is the company that is doing the highly articulated, non-transforming Fire Convoy, or RID Optimus, and the Ultra Magnus from RID. So this is the first figure they've shown off is a black repaint of that, but not a Nemesis Prime or anything like that. It's just a black and gold repaint. It looks really good. The next one they talked about is their RID Ultra Magnus, and not that we haven't talked about them before, but the fact that they have brought it up or are mentioning it is because they're redesigning it. They've heard a lot of information from the fandom, and they are taking a lot of those suggestions in and looking to redesign the figure a bit. I would point out that this has happened before. I think another company, one of the ones that was doing a Predaking, took a lot of the design, a lot of their the feedback they were getting during the design process back and redesigned a lot of the stuff, and then nobody ended up buying it. So it's one thing to take a lot of the the criticism during and suggestions during the design process, but at some point you're just going to have to stick with your design and go with it, because you can't just keep redesigning it. You've got a lot of people that may not even buy the thing. So but yeah, so they're redesigning it for people. Hopefully it does well. Their third figure that they've announced, and I think we talked about it before, maybe it's a Diatlas figure. This one looks really cool. Once again, it is a non-transforming figure, but it still looks really cool. And the last one is just in early concept phase, and it's an Optimus Prime, or just simply Jinrai, they're calling it. Next up is Transform Element. And these guys have been around before. They do both, regular sized. And I don't know whether it's Masterpiece or not, but I'm just going to go with regular sized. But they definitely do Legend scale now. And that's something that they're kind of just starting into. The first figure is a Bumblebee movie, Bumblebee. And they've put out a really good picture of what looks to be a colored test shot. He looks ready to go. And him in both robot mode and in alt mode. And he definitely looks very poseable. Really cool. Transforms into a Volkswagen Beetle that looks really awesome. But the second figure they put out, and this is simply just early, early CAD designs, this is Beast Wars Scorponok. And this is a really cool idea. A lot of Beast Wars fans out there that are feeling unserviced by the third-party companies. And here's some character that I didn't expect to see a version of forever. Because even the original Beast Wars Scorponok is not a really great figure, but he's really not that integral to the storyline at all either. So kudos to them for going and going in that direction. Next up is Kang Toys. These are the guys that are doing the Masterpiece scaled Predaking, and they are apparently it's going to be a six figure Predaking. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. The one that they were really showing off here is their dive bomb figure, which they're calling Firmament. And the robot mode looks awesome. He looks really cool. And the alt mode, though, it doesn't necessarily look as the way I would have pictured it. When I first saw the images, I thought Dark of the Moon Laserbeak. You know, it's a bird, and it turns into a robot that's part of a combiner. It looks highly articulated and very, very, very detailed. Next up is Gigapower, and they are re-releasing a figure with a new paint job. This is Gigapower's Grassors, or Gigasaurs, I guess. It's one of those, it's slag. It's just slag. But this is a limited edition battle-worn version. So it's limited to 400 pieces. It's what they mentioned on the video. And it looks great. I mean, it really does. It comes with a couple different heads that you can swap in and out, and really does look amazing. Up next is Fans Hobby, and they started off their panels with their 13th figure is called Ace Hitter, and it's a version of Siren, and man, it looks great, and I think it's based on the same skeleton that their Minerva figure is, and that's the one that they did previously. It's their 12th figure, but it's just a little bit chunkier, going for the male body type as opposed to the female body type, and that's cool. It looks great. And it definitely invokes the Siren, you know, car mode. I like the flip up headlights. There's a lot there to it that are pretty awesome. They also showed off that they're doing a add-on kit for their Double Evil figure, which is their Overlord, and it's going to add a new huge gun and a couple of breastplates and. I think that was it. No, some faces too. Some faces and eyes, I think. So yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff there in the add-on kit. So yeah, it makes your Overlord look a little bit more Overlordy.
The gun is spring-loaded. It shoots.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the gun will shoot real bullets. Not real, but plastic pellets, which is kind of crazy. But the one figure that they showed off for Fans Hobby, it just kind of, I think everyone's kind of waiting on, was their 15th figure. And this is their Naval Commander, they're calling it. And this is Armada Prime. This thing is massive. So it's Bendy Prime, first up. And then it's got the trailer that adds on to the back. The trailer becomes a base, which it did for the original toy. And then, obviously, it combines with the trailer to form, what was he, Omega Prime or whatever the hell they called him. He's massive. What do they call him?
I think you're right.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think Omega Prime was the RID one. Wasn't this one Super Prime?
Super Prime?
Okay. Yeah, I think I actually bowed out of Armada before they got to that.
Either way, he's huge, and he's just imposing. I mean, Fans Hobby has had they don't shy away from big figures, and this guy is going to be just massive, which is awesome. I really like that. Up next was Fans Toys, and they are still pushing a lot of information about their second figure, which came out a long time ago, or was produced a long time ago, and they're just kind of adjusting it and retweaking the design, because this is their FT-02 Acoustic Wave. It's their Soundwave figure. We've talked about it before, and I think we talked about it because this thing was going to come out at the same time Masterpiece Soundwave was going to come out. And they saw that there was going to be, you know, nobody was going to buy this thing, and they shelved it. And rightfully so, this thing would have flopped like crazy. They're bringing it out now. They've retweaked it. They're adding tapes. This might be a separate pack, but there are tapes now available for it. It's their FT-02B, and you're going to be able to get all kinds of tapes for this guy: Ravage, Laserbeak, or Buzzsaw, Rumble, Frenzy, and I believe there was a Rat Bat too. But so yeah, so that's really cool. I don't see a Rat Bat, but I wouldn't put it past them to make one. Up next from Fans Toys was their FT-47 Huffer, and this is continuing on their line of doing the mini cons, and they've been doing a really good job with these guys. Huffer looks great. Very cartoon accurate, with not very much detailing on the surface. So it's just going to be a lot of like flat surfaces, and it just, it looks very cartoony. So I like it. It looks decent. I'm assuming it's going to be able to carry Optimus Prime's trailer. Up next is their FT-48 Jazz. And this was a big surprise. So Jazz is coming out from Fans Toys. So we don't actually have a name for him, but he looks really good. Definitely along the lines of that cartoon accuracy that they've been going for recently. The door wings are in robot mode. The door wings are down, hidden in his back, and his car mode looks phenomenal. That Porsche 935, I think it was, is just awesome. He might have been a 911. I can't remember what Jazz was. I skipped over one here, but their FT-46 is Tesla 2.0. This is their updated Perceptor, and he looks awesome. I've seen a lot of people. I'm not sure if this was confirmed before, but definitely it was on one of those rumored lists that they were doing. A second Perceptor is going to make all the people that have the first Tesla they're dumping them. So be ready to look out for a lot of people trying to get rid of their Fans Toys Teslas, and know that don't give them the full price for them. If you can buy this one here for full price if you want. People are going to try and get it because it's a figure that's worth a lot of money right now, is that first Tesla figure. But with the confirmation of this second one, that's going to come crashing down. So if you want it, wait, you can get it for cheaper. And the last one that they announced is their FT-49, and that's Mirage. And we had seen some stuff from them already about Mirage, and it looks good. We don't really have a lot of detail on this guy, but this is their 49th figure. Honestly, I don't expect this thing to be out for another 5 to 10 years. It's going to take quite a while. While I'm talking about Fans Toys, I wanted to mention there was zero information about their FT-40 figure, which is Fort Max, and I would have thought they would have mentioned something about that. But again, they're really not mentioning things that they've already talked about. But I was kind of hoping there would have been some new information about them, maybe that they're working on them at least. Moving on, we have Mastermind Creations up next, and their R42. So their reformatted line. They're still going ahead with the reformatted line. And it's their DZEV. This is IDW and G1 Deathsaurus. And this guy has got two different modes. So you can either have him do the IDW Deathsaurus, or you can put him in a G1 Deathsaurus mode. So that's kind of cool. He does do the full-on, dragon chicken mode. And he's pretty good at... and he looks pretty awesome in that mode. But for whatever reason, I'm not feeling it myself, but Deathsaurus is still a pretty cool character, and there's all kinds of really cool accessories with this thing right now. So yeah, Deathsaurus is coming. If you've been waiting on one, this is an IDW looking Deathsaurus here for you. Up next is their R45 Nemo and Motif figures, and this is Chrome Dome and Rewind, an IDW Chrome Dome and Rewind. So I mean, here we are. It's almost 2 years into the current IDW or the new IDW line. And we don't really talk about Chrome Dome and Rewind anymore, but they were pretty popular back in the old IDW line. These figures look pretty awesome. The Chrome Dome especially looks amazing. And his alt mode as well is pretty kick-ass. So... take a look at that, and if you're interested, and that was part of one of the reasons why you really liked IDW, the first run of comics, maybe think about picking this thing up. Up next is the Remix line, their 01C Jaguar. This is Ravage. It's a cel-shaded version of their Ravage figure. No big changes here, just the coloring. But if you didn't get a chance to get their Jaguar the first time around, this is another chance. The one of the TFCon exclusive figures is the remix line number 14, Dockat. This is from the Shattered Glass universe, and it's a white and pink Ravage. He looks cool. I know all of the current TFCon exclusives that were going to be available at the show are currently up at ages 3 and up right now. You can go and pick them up. So, and here's the other one. It's the Perfection series from Ocular Max. It's their 04P figure, Azalea Protoform. And we talked about this one before, I think. It's the... we talked about it before. This is the prototype RC figure in the prototype coloring. So, personally, I don't remember where we ever saw this prototype coloring for RC before, but this is it. So there you go. It looks really good. This is the Azalea, the new Azalea mold, Mastermind Creations, and or Ocular Max, I should say. And it looks pretty good. They also threw in there a picture of their Ocular Max Assaultus. It's their Bruticus figure, fully assembled. Ryan, when he was doing the video, mentioned that there is going to be some delays on this one. So be patient with this huge combiner. And lastly, he mentioned that he got one last figure from an anonymous company. And I mean, we all kind of know who this is, but he was told not to mention any company names, so he didn't. This is from, as far as we know, the company is still called O1 Studio. And this is the Unicron figure, or what they're calling Cell now. Used to be Zeta Toys, and it was their, what were they calling it then? Star Core. It's Unicron. Ryan was actually sent a prototype, a colored prototype of this figure, and he took pictures of it. If I was going to TFCon Orlando, I'd be extra kind of bummed now, because I would know that there would have been a version of this figure at the convention that I would have been able to see up close, and that would have kind of pissed me off a bit. So, but anyway, there's some really good pictures of it. Ryan took some really awesome pictures. You get a nice close up of the head. You see it with its wings. You see it in planet mode. This figure looks amazing. So we've talked about this figure quite a bit, but there are some really nice new pictures of it here in full color, and it looks awesome. So anyway, that was the entire third party panel, guys. Let's start with you, Charles. Did anything jump out at you and make you want to get your wallet out right now?
Really, the Chrome Dome and the Rewind. I'm a big fan of More Than Meets the Eye / Lost Light, and having those IDW designs and transformable, particularly Chrome Dome and his Tumblr vehicle mode.
Yeah,
they look really cool.
Right on. Jeremy.
That Armada Prime is, I know it's going to be way outside what I normally pay for a figure, but it's very tempting. Even though I want nothing to do with the base and everything, I just want the Prime itself. Huh. But it looks really good.
All right. Dr. Pants, what got your pants all ruffled?
so many things. I really wish I could really pick up a lot of this, because it all looks really, really cool. I mean, that first one, that Legend Scale Soundwave, I love a good Soundwave. And it's got diecast in it. Like, I think it says the feeder alloy.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I don't usually go for the Legend Scale stuff, but I would totally consider picking that up and having him as a desk bot. I love the Lemon Tree Purple Potato, because I also love Shockwave, and that ship mode looks amazing. I love everything that Banana Force does, but I don't really get the non-transforming Transformers. I want to transform them. Like, I love the RID Optimus Prime design. I really wish it transformed, because it's such a cool-looking figure.
Yeah.
But it looks super poseable.
You would think if they're doing non-transforming, they should try to get an official license.
Yeah, you would think, but maybe that's just held up by Flame Toys, and they're the only ones they're willing to give it to. I love the Transform Element Scorponok. Scorponok was actually one of the first Beast Wars figures I ever owned. I got him for Christmas that year, so I would love to pick up this little one. The big one I'm actually looking forward to is that Siren by Fans Hobby, the Ace Hitter. I actually have the Minerva on pre-order because they're not that expensive, and that's reasonable. Plus, I love it when companies do something that we haven't seen yet.
Right.
Any of the any of the Japanese stuff, like Headmasters or Target Masters, Power Masters, any of that stuff is awesome. Because, I mean, I love G1. I love the original cartoon, but I get really tired of seeing the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, good point.
And I'm with Jeremy. I would love to pick up that Armada Prime, but it's probably way more expensive than I'm willing to spend. And I got to say, I'm a little confused by Fans Toys putting out a lot of the stuff they're putting out, because it seems like it's all figures that have been done already, especially multiple times. So I don't know where they're heading, especially with the Soundwave. Like, even though the Masterpiece one's been out for years and years, I feel like that one gets restocked a lot. So are people still going to be picking that up? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. I mean, from what I understand about Fans Toys is it has a very dedicated fan base. And if people aren't going to buy, if Masterpiece isn't putting out a figure, then they'll wait for Fans Toys to do it, because Fans Toys is the, you know, premier. That's why we're seeing a lot of these figures here. But the Soundwave one here is, you know, it's that's different. I don't know. It's a figure I think that they had in the bank, and they don't want to waste the time that they put into it. So they just kind of updated it for the current, you know, market, and they're going to throw it at you. So see what happens.
I mean, it all looks really, really good. I've got the Masterpiece Soundwave, and that figure's pretty perfect. I don't think I want to trade it for anything else, but I mean, to each their own.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
And that Unicron, every time it comes up, every time I want that Unicron so bad.
Mm. All right. Yeah. Well, I kind of agree with a lot of you there. For whatever reason, I mean, I knew Charles was going to go after the IDW Chrome Dome and Rewind. It's just, that's his deal. it looks good. I just, for whatever reason, I in robot mode, Chrome Dome, he's too skinny. He's way too skinny. But he looks good. I mean, it looks definitely like what he looked like in the comic book, and that's what you want. The stuff from Fans Hobby is just awesome, and I kind of wish that I had gotten into Fans Hobby, you know, early. They produce expensive stuff, like big expensive toys, and they're awesome. You know, Jeremy, we all know Jason Kirk has been buying them, and he's, you know, pretty keen on continuing. So it'll be interesting to see if he actually will dive into the Naval Commander here and see if he'll get that. But yeah, I don't know. Fans Toys, I like them. They produce some really cool things. Some of the stuff here, I've kind of been hoping to get a Tesla because it's just a cool character, you know, Perceptor to have in the cabinet. But, you know, the prices on the first run figure were through the roof, and I wasn't going to pay that. So I'm actually pretty happy to see a second one here, an updated one come up. So, you know, I'll probably get in on that one. Huffer, I'm not that big of a Huffer fan, so I could go here nor there on him. The Jazz, I have the Make Toys Downbeat, and I think that's a really good figure. And so it would be, you know, this thing has to be really different and do things so much better than the Downbeat one for me to pull the trigger on that. The Mirage, I have enough Mirages right now, a lot of Mirages myself, but that's just me. Mastermind Creations, I don't see a lot here other than, you know, what I said about the Chrome Dome. I really want to find a way to get the Assaultus. I've honestly been looking for a reason to pull the trigger on that, but it's expensive to get in on a combiner right now. So, yeah. But I agree with everybody on the Unicron. That Unicron is continuing to give me reasons to buy it. Just this week, it actually, on one of the sites, I think it was Show Zed Store, they lowered their price by $30. So I'm like, that's another great reason to just jump in on this thing. So I don't know. There's a lot of really cool things here. I want to give another thanks out to the guys at TFCon for producing this video still and putting it out there. This was really great of them. And yeah, that's it for Toy News, Charles.
All right. So then we will move on to Trips to the Store. This is where we show off all the awesome Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a video, so you can see everything we got on YouTube in beautiful high definition. But we also put the audio right here in the podcast, so you can keep listening and listen to us describe everything in loving detail. So without further ado, Trips to the Store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, so let's get into the stuff we got this week. And I'm going to go first. I picked up something that I have had
privilege.
I picked up something that I've had my eye on for a little while. I finally got it, and I was lucky enough to have a coupon, so I actually got a discount on it. So this is the Flame Toys IDW Ferrari model kit for Megatron, the Autobot Megatron. So I have not opened them yet and put them together. Hey, so look, that'll
I pulled a Charles. I've had mine for a while.
So I'll have another chance and trips to the store to show him when he's actually put together. but yeah, I got this guy, Barnes and Noble. I got this actually I didn't get it this week because all the stores are shut down because of the pandemic. But, I got this last month. I've been holding on to it and I had a coupon. So I got a pretty hefty discount, when I picked it up at Barnes and Noble. So I was pretty happy with that. I'm very glad to have this in my possession and I am eager to put it together. So hopefully with the sheltering in place, we'll have lots of time to play around with this. So
I love those model kits. They are so freaking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a really nice one. And this Alex Milne IDW Megatron design is really cool. So really happy to get this. All right. Next up, we're going to go to Jeremy.
So I got those unpainted miniatures a while back. And since we've been sheltered in place and I needed to have something for my kid to do, we went and painted. And the first one is I fixed my Megatron. That
good.
I kept the dark helmet to kind of homage the Marvel, like the original G1. But I have a better gray on there than the dark gray, which was all the color of his helmet. So
that's very nice.
He looks good. Yeah. And then the last one that I have from this first set of four is Starscream. And I still need to finish up some stuff. Like I didn't want to open up the blue paint again. So I just used the light blue that we'd use for Bumblebee, but I haven't finished the back of his wings, but I think this is cool. The one thing I don't like about Starscream is because he has this like smoke flame effect at the bottom, he doesn't stand up by himself. So I ended up having to like use a piece of tape on his stands to get him to stand up. But I mean, these are fun. They have more. If you go to any kind of hobby gaming shop when the world opens up again, you can get them there. I think they're around $4 or $5 a piece. It's not bad. So that's all I got.
All right. Our guest host, Dr. Pants.
But one thing, I forgot. I had a banana for scale and I completely forgot to show. The whole joke. The reason I brought a banana up here.
And now I understand. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Dr. Pants.
So the first thing I'm going to show off is I'm a big fan of model kit building. I'm actually a Gundam builder. It's one of my favorite hobbies next to Transformers. And to go along with Charles and Jeremy, actually, I was going to show off my favorite kit that I've put together from Transformers. I've got the Starscream kit here. This was actually my birthday gift last year from Mrs. Dr. Pants. And I absolutely love these Furi? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Furi model
kit. Yeah. I love these kits. And in all honesty, I cannot wait for the Devastator to come out and pick that up. But I've also got the Attack Mode Nemesis Prime. And they've been absolutely great to build. I love that. The other thing I want to show off, because I love to collect the toys, and I said yes to third party. This was my Christmas gift to myself this year. This is Make Toys Coppola, the third party masterpiece scale brainstorm. I got this on a whim because it was on sale on TF Source, and I absolutely love this figure. He was a blast to transform. He's big too. He's I want to say he's about as big as MP10, so not nice. Quite in scale. But it's big, die-cast, and I absolutely love this thing.
Chrome dome.
What did I say? Brainstorm?
Yes.
Oh, crap. See?
Oh, you got
See?
Your first correction by Charles in now, too.
Wow. Wow. Again, it's all first impressions. And then,
I thought that you got a raw deal. Expecting you to get a brainstorm.
No, I do want to brainstorm because I've also got the hard head to go with him, and I wish they'd put out a Masterpiece scale brainstorm in highbrow.
I don't think they made a brainstorm from Make Toys.
They haven't. They did show off a prototype of highbrow, though, so I'm hoping at some point they put him out. The other stuff I want to show off is I love to get commissions at conventions. And I get a lot of sketch covers, so I want to show off a couple of my sketch covers I've got. So this is The Lost Light number one. This has a Rodimus that was done by Brian Shearer, who inked two issues. I think he inked two issues of the IDW series. And actually, he inked the very first issue I picked up, which was, I don't remember the issue number. It was Police Action Part 3. It had Jazz on the cover. It was during that Chaos run. But he did the Rodimus for me for that. This next one. Issue one of Optimus Prime. I had a friend of mine, Wave Chan, or Irene. She did Super Jinrai, or God Jinrai. And she actually worked for Marvel Comics. She did the little Deadpool that was in the front of the Deadpool ongoing in like the mid-2010s, I think.
Cool.
But she did that for me. And then this one I got at TFCon 2018. This is Sarah Peter DeRoche's Star Saber IDW style for me. And I absolutely love that. That was that was amazing. I loved it. Star Saber, I love that design because it's very Japanese super robot-y. And then the last thing I want to show off, this is a Transformers adjacent, if that's okay. One other commission
Yoshi's not
I
here
got.
To yell at you, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah. I go to Baltimore Comic Con every year, and one year I ran to Andrew Griffith. And I was going through his portfolio and saw that he had some Gundam stuff, so I had him do a commission of my favorite Gundam from that series. And, he's one of my favorite Transformers artists. He did this for me. And fun side fact, this Gundam was designed by the same guy who did the original design for Convoy from Diaclone.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't remember his name, but there you go. And that's all I got.
Nice. Andrew's very great. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Andrew's awesome.
I ran into him again at New York Comic Con this year, and I got a print off him. So he is.
You were at New York Comic Con?
I was at New York Comic Con for Thursday, and that was it. It was the only, I got the ticket.
That was not there.
I had to get up there and get Todd McFarlane's signature, so I went up Thursday to try and snag that.
And were you successful?
Yeah. There is a really fun story to go along with that I did an entire video for because I that was one of the worst days with one of the best outcomes for me ever. There's a shout out to a very nice con goer who helped me. So, but yeah, I did get it.
We should trade our Todd McFarlane signature stories because I've got one too.
I would love to hear it.
That's an after show, maybe Donatron exclusive.
All right, Daryl, you're up. No Todd McFarlane signatures, please.
That's right here. So the first thing that I have is just because it's sitting right beside me, I doubt you can notice because my big stupid head is in the way, but I redesigned all the layout of the stuff at the back there on top of my Detolfs. And I tweeted out about it because... I don't know, 2 days ago? Yeah, Friday. My daughter came into the room jogging and everything fell off the top of the Detolfs, including my my vintage vehicle Voltron. And it broke. So I've fixed it. It's back together, but it's now it's broken. So anyway, we've had the talk. I've told her numerous times. I said, you don't bounce around daddy's office. and now she has an example as to why. So,
this is your college fund.
Yeah. I said,
it was
you can
your
only
college
get,
fund.
You can only get two doctorates now. but anyway, I redesigned it and I moved some stuff up there and took some stuff down. And one of the things that didn't get put back up there because it's big. This is my Fans Toys Phoenix. And this is their Jetfire. And I've had this thing for a while. I've transformed it once and never really transformed it back into robot mode. This thing is massive. Massive. Look, it's heavy. Like, I mean, I put it back down here and I've had it sitting next to the table just because I'm like, you know what? At some point during this pandemic, you're going to transform this thing back into robot mode so that it takes up less space. But I haven't done it yet. It's just absolutely massive. And it was sitting up there, you know, perfectly fine until things happened. This thing fortunately didn't fall off there, though. So that's good. But yeah, I'm going to transform it. I have previously showed that off, but it was in robot mode. So I figured it was, you know, due. The only other thing I have for us this week is something that I've been meaning to open. And I've been so busy, so many things to do, is Ironworks. Is the last Earthrise figure that I had from that bunch that I bought a while ago, and I haven't opened them up yet, so I'm just kind of looking here and thinking, you know what, I can mess with this guy this week, so
he's a lot of fun.
Earthrise Ironworks, and he looks pretty awesome. I'm gonna have a good time with this guy. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, that'll do it for Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will move on to convention news.
In convention news this week, a TFCon was supposed to be this past weekend, and it wasn't, but they do have exclusives. As Daryl mentioned in the toy segment, if you go to ages 3 and up, Toy Dojo, both of them have some of the exclusives, so you can get those. It looks like it's the Azalea, Protoform, and the Dot Cat, so that's pretty cool. We also have the TFCon Orlando t-shirt, which I'm guessing because Greg Berger was going to be the big guest. It's a Jurassic Park themed with, Grimlock in there with a Jurassic Park font. And I mean, it's a nice looking shirt. You can get it from Stylin online. It's $20. And I think that's kind of awesome that they're still putting the convention shirt up. Nice way to kind of make a good thing out of a crappy situation of not having the convention. And then they announced that they're coming back to Chicago in October. October 23rd through 25th. They will be going to the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare. I'm not sure. Was that where it was last time?
I've been there before. Yeah. I can't remember if that's the same one it was last time or if that was the one it was previously.
Yeah, but I can't remember either. It's like all these hotels all in one.
I think that this was the one it was at last time because they really liked the room that they were able to hold the convention in.
Hotel information will be available soon, as well as like dealer information and registration and all that. Let's hope that we aren't in a Walking Dead situation by October and we can actually get back to normal. And then finally, what really, was affecting people is a DairyCon, which was supposed to be, I believe, next week. They have rescheduled to Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th. So if you're in the Midwest, come up to DairyCon and kind of get ready for TFCon, just about a month later. So that is all we got for convention news.
All right, and we will finish up the show with feedback. Okay, so we've got a nice, meaty, chunky piece of feedback from friend of the show, Dual Mirrored Gridwork. He's a longtime listener. He tends to write a lot. So his feedback was mostly about the Unicron that we talked quite a bit about in this episode and last episode. The formerly Zeta Toys third-party Unicron. And he was contrasting that with the HasLab Unicron, and he listed kind of all the reasons he didn't go in for the crowdfunding for HasLab Unicron. yeah, DMG just had to justify to himself why he didn't want to go for that, and you know, listed the pros and cons there. So you can take a look at that. We'll, you know, you can link to our episode 373. You can see the feedback right there. It's very extensive and detailed. So you can maybe have a chat with DMG on the site and relay your thoughts as well if you're interested in continuing the conversation there. But yeah, I mean, I think he mirrors, I think, a lot of the opinions that the third party Unicron has a much better, like, more authentic robot mode design to the 86 movie, and much cleaner with all the panels hidden away and everything. And that seems to be the consensus. So, you know, he's in good company there. So thanks, DMG, as always, for writing in. We do encourage to be a little bit more brief and succinct in your feedback in the future.
Bite size. We call them bite size.
But thanks always for thinking of us. All right. Next, we got an email from Will, one of our newer Donatrions. And Will titled his email, Expectations and Disappointments. Hi, guys. So in the last couple of weeks, I got two figures I've really been looking forward to getting, Earthrise Optimus Prime and Siege Ultra Magnus. Prime lived up to my expectations in every way. It's a perfect G1 redesign. Magnus, well, it's a great robot mode, but the transformation is a disaster, and the vehicle mode is ugly as shit. So it got me wondering, what is the biggest disappointment you've had toy-wise, and what figure met or exceeded your high expectations? Thanks for continuing to be a source of info and entertainment, especially through these current difficult times. Hope you all stay safe and well. We have the feeling is mutual, that right back at you, Will. Thanks for writing in, and that's an excellent question. So I'm going to start it off with Daryl. I'm sure you've had a lot of toys in your lifetime, so a lot of chances to both be eminently disappointed and thoroughly have your expectations blown out of the water. So, does anything stick out for you?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's always an expectation that gets placed on a figure, especially one that you're waiting on. So, I mean, as a perfect example, we were just talking about it here, is the third party Unicron, right? We've been talking about it like crazy, and all the reports are saying that it's, you know, it's really good and all this other stuff, but it could come out to be, you know, really loose or, you know, something like that. It's, you know, I doubt it, but nobody but a handful of people have handled it, and they've only handled test shots, right? So it's, expectations can get really high just based on looks, and everyone just pumps everything into it and gets really excited for it. As far as stuff that's already come out and I've personally had experience with, just a quick little look around my room here. A disappointment. I was really, really excited for the, I can't remember what line they were under, but I think it was, I don't think it was Combiner Wars, maybe. It's the most recent Dinobots, whatever they were called. But yeah,
they were Power of the Primes, I believe.
Power of the Primes. That's right. You're right. So yeah, it was Power of the Primes Dinobots. And I was really excited for these guys. I wanted a set of new Dinobots. They hadn't done an actual full set of Dinobots since the G1 line. And I was fully into these guys. I thought they looked great. And then when I got them, they were okay. They weren't anything to write home about. They were just meh. And it might have had something to do with all the super high expectations going into getting them. But the fact that they were, you know, also combining, you know, might have also, you know, kind of dulled it for me. But the plastic quality isn't there anymore. You know, it's everything's kind of janky, and it's just, they're not what I expected. I expected, you know, really high quality Dinobots, and I really didn't get them from the main line anyway. They're still good figures. They're just, I was expecting, you know, right up at the top, and I got around the middle, right? As far as something that super exceeded my expectations, I'm reminded, I just tweeted about the figure actually this week while I was working from home, and it's Fans Project's Quadruple U, and it's a Weird Wolf figure that they put out in 2013, and I was messing with it this past week because he was just here at home, and I'm still just blown away by the transformation on that figure. You know, it produces a really cool looking robot mode, a really awesome wolf mode, but you're like, how does it go from this to this? And the transformation for that figure is just sublime. And I'm still astounded that they were able to pull off this trick of the transformation to get everything to kind of come together. And it really is one of those things that, you know, I was expecting, you know, an average kind of deluxe sized figure that was a headmaster, and it looked kind of cool. I mean, third party usually does a decent job with, you know, the quality, but the engineering just blew my mind. So that's really what kind of super exceeded my expectations with that. But yeah, there's always going to be stuff. It's fun.
Dr. Pants, do you have a good answer that you can think of off the top of your head?
Yeah, I can say something about this. As far as something that exceeded my expectation, I'll start with the good first. The power of the Prime's Predaking, I actually didn't expect to like it as much as I did, mostly because a couple of the reviews I saw going in was like, it's okay, but I really, really love that figure. It's got a really, really good presence, it combines really well, and I love combiners and just the way it goes together. It's so solid. I love the individual parts. I think it's really, really cool. Biggest disappointment, I've said this before and I've gotten flack for it. The Thrilling 30 Generation Springer. I got that figure because everybody said how good it was, but the one I got, two of the joints were really, really floppy. One of the legs and one of the arms. It never seemed to transform quite right. It never quite clicked together. And I just, everybody seemed to praise that figure up and down and like really raised my expectations on it. And when I got it, it was okay. Mm. But I like the Siege one so much more.
Cool. And Jeremy, do you have some contenders here?
Well, the one that the disappointment kind of goes in with Dr. Panch's Siege Ultra Magnus, because it was based on the one that is my disappointment. The 2001 Ultra Magnus is like the ultimate figure that I hate. And, you know, I was so looking forward to it because it would combine with the Optimus and stuff. And it's just literally in my apartment, it's a Ziploc bag full of parts because it's just so many pieces pop off and then, you know, you manipulate it and you have to like pop them back in into a different place. And it's just so frustrating. And it's, I really like the design of both modes, and it's just such a pain and so frustrating to transform it. I just leave it in a gallon Ziploc bag.
Mm.
The one that I would say it gives me like the greatest pleasure. And these are both old figures, but just the Armada Bendy Prime is still just, you know, it's just so fun to just like fiddle with and easy to get into both modes. You can pose it in all these different, you know, different poses, and it's still like right up there at the top of my favorite figures. I think that's it for me.
What about you?
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys remember, this is pretty recent. I think this was the last BotCon 2016 where they released a reflector set that was a repaint of the Combiner Wars Legends Shockwave.
Yep.
And so I got, you know, I thought, well, it's kind of like Reflector. And I got them and they had like a fan mode where you combine them together, and yeah, it was terrible. And I spent, you know, BotCon. I mean, I didn't go to BotCon that year, but I spent the exorbitant markup to buy those figures from Bot. What's the BotCon company? I forget the company. Fun Publications. Yeah. Yeah, so it was both a disappointment and a waste of money. If I had just waited 7 more years, I could have got a regular, the real reflector that I did get this year. So I'm very happy with the HasCon reflector that I got last year. The HasCon that didn't happen. exceeded my expectations. I got to go with my go-to figure that Legends Cosmos that came out a few years ago from the Thrilling 30 line. That Cosmos is just so well done. It's really fun to play with and fiddle with and put together. The spaceship mode is really just the way it pegs in and is a complete circular ship and then turns into the robot mode that looks like a very well articulated Cosmos. He also came with a Target Master, which I guess the later release didn't come with it anymore because the plastic got more expensive, but the original release came with that little space shuttle Target Master figure too. So that was an added bonus for that Cosmos.
What's his name?
Space Shuttle Guy. I don't remember.
Payload.
Payload. There it is.
Yeah.
Cosmos. Very cool. I really like that figure.
I forgot about that Cosmos figure. That is a really, really good figure. I love that one.
All right. Well, thanks, Will, for sending in that very interesting question. That's a very cool question. I'm glad we got to answer.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And listeners out there, feel free to send us your answers for this as well. You can leave them in the comments of the post or put them up on social media any way you're go into our Discord, talk about it in Discord. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. Check them out.
And since everyone's stuck at home, might as well just send us some feedback while you got nothing else to do.
All right. Well, I think that brings us to the end of Transmissions. Again, want to thank Dr. Pants for joining us this week. Dr. Pants, again, feel free to plug your Nerdstradamus website and everything else.
Well, thank you. You can find all of our stuff at Nerdstradamus.com, where me and my fellow nerds talk about video games and other nerdy things. We have a YouTube channel. We have a podcast that we do monthly, and you can find that. It's Nerdstradamus. It's on all the major podcast networks. I know it's on iTunes, Google. We're on Spotify, too. But like I said, the website will take you to everywhere there, and on the front page is all of our latest videos. And I got to plug our newest music video. We're doing a cover of The Winner, and that should be up. If it's not up by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be up very, very shortly. So please check that out. And thanks, guys. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And we will see you again on Transmissions Alt Mode in just 2 days. So sit back, just stay where you are for 2 days, and then we'll come back and record with you again.
How am I supposed to do that? I've got so many things to do, so many places to go.
You'll manage somehow.
I'm sure. I'm sure I can find something to do.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Ah, delegation. It's the best part of being the boss, right, Charles?
What? I wouldn't know anything about that, Daryl.
You wouldn't, Mr. I...
I have someone for that.
I have 97.25% share here. Somebody does even all the hosting stuff for me usually.
Well, he knows better than that.
Oh yeah, he's listened to the shows that he's not on.
Well, we know his wife That's listens true. To the show.
I am not her boss. Don't even put that on me. Don't even suggest that.
Get me 50 cc's of this podcast. Eh? Is the doctor? Eh? Eh?
That's how the Dr. Pants thing came about. I was swanky pants, and then apparently got a doctorate and no one told me.
That's how it happened to me. All right, ready? Yeah. All right, here we go. Welcome to the Transmissions Podcast. No, sorry. That's wrong. That's actually wrong. Okay, starting over. Take two.
Welcome to Radio Free Cybertron.